Good morning. It's good to be here. This is my seventh year. This is Frank's second year that we have been here, so we must be doing something right. We sang African-American hymnlining. That's what we call it. That's what it's called. It's the before singing like the tailor singers, before consolers. You might say that they are standing on the shoulders of those that prepared the way. Because we go back in the day when the slaves were taught the same. For whatever reason, the slave owners brought in missionaries, sometimes ministers, to teach us the same. We had to learn a new language, we had to learn a new culture, and when the missionaries taught us the way we sang was handed down. You won't find it written in any book. You won't find it on any tapes. It was handed down from generation to generation. My mother taught me. Her parents taught her. And on down the line from 1870s up until a few years back, if some of you out here may have never heard a song sang a hymn line like we do now. And we are thankful for that reason, that God gave us the opportunity to come and help this tradition to stay alive. Because I want my grandsons and granddaughters to know how to sing a line of hymn. And I want them to know where it came from. So we talk as well as sing. And we are going to start out this morning with a hymn that these slaves were taught. It would teach one slave how to sing this song, and he would go back and teach others. But because of the oppression, our parents told us that out of the soul of an oppressed people, African-American hymnlining began. And they would go back and sing it that way, the way they felt. And one of the hymns that I love to sing, and it's the history behind this hymn also, that we couldn't say, the slaves, I mean, they couldn't say what they wanted to say out in the open. So when they were taught these songs, it was like a prayer to them. And they could say what they wanted to say in these songs, and the slave owners thought nothing of it. When they were down and oppressed, and they wanted other slaves in the other field to know what was going on, they would sing songs like this that said, "Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whither shall I go?" They hadn't known this God before until the slave master hired the missionaries to teach them. But what the slave master didn't realize was that he gave them hope and he gave them strength from within. They were no longer slaves. Their bodies were slaves, but their mind and soul were free because they had someone that they could go to that relieved the pressure and made them free.
Amen.
Oh,
withdraw.
Yes, sir.
Thyself from me.
Well, well.
Ah, whither shall I go? Messages to other slaves to let them know that things were going to change, that they were going to be leaving and escaping, and they'd tell them what route to go. And they would sing a song like, "Guide me, oh, thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou almighty, hold me with thy powerful hand." Now these words was given to them through the slave owner. But now They have been introduced to a new God, another God, that heard them and was delivering them. And they were doing what they was given by the slave owner to help them go further. They taught them, the slave owners, because they didn't like to work, they taught them how to count by giving them a bowl of a cord string, and they would tie knots. They didn't teach them to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 4, 6. They give them this bowl, and they would tie knots as the cattle or whatever they were counting passed through, or the food they were counting, they would tie knots. But one man named Isaac Watts, he was a Presbyterian minister, he decided that he would teach the slaves how to read. And so he started, by the way, he was the father of hymnology, so says, and he would teach the slaves how to read. He was what they call a dissenter from the Church of England. He didn't like the way the Church of England did things, so they dissented. What we call now a Protestant, dissenters are just like the Protestants of the day. They were part of the Protestant movement against the Church of England, and he taught against their orders. He taught the slaves to read, and that he started with one. He would teach one, and this one would go back and teach other. And this was one of the hymns that they were saying to let them know that when they were escaping, they had a route to take, and there would be somebody waiting for them. But they would also tell them the road wouldn't be easy. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. That was a prayer. This is a request. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. This land was strange. They knew nothing about it. They didn't know, only at this time, they only know east and west. They didn't know about the north and south. The slave owners hadn't taught them about north and south. On further down they would. But they had taught them that the sun rise in the east and the sun go down in the west. So they would fashion these songs so they could tell the others where to go. And they would say, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. You got to travel through jungles. You can't go by the road. You got to travel at night. Don't be seen on the road because you'll get caught. That's where they're going to look for you. But they won't look for you. And this, what we would call, they would say, barren land, let you know, go through the woods and underbrush. I am weak. Can't take no food or water because the slave owners will know you're planning something. But thou art mighty. Hold me. Hold me with that powerful hand. Bread of heaven. Somewhere, Lord, give us something to eat. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Guide me feeding me. till I want no more. Rid of heaven. Rid of heaven. Feed me till I want no thirsty. Mm-hmm. We didn't know where the water was, so we had to look to God. Mm-hmm. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow. Open now the crystal fountain. Out here, Lord. Mm-hmm. I can't see where I'm going.
Lord have mercy.
Let the fiery cloud of pillar mm-hmm. lead me all my journey through.
Yes, sir.
Let the fiery cloud lead me. Strong deliverer, mm-hmm. be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still. Feel subside mm-hmm. when I tread the verge of joy be my anxious fear so. About to go through a strand of water. Mm-hmm. We never been here before. Mm-hmm. And it's dark, Lord. Help us. Mm-hmm. Bear me through the swelling current.
Yes, sir.
Land me safe on Canaan's side.
Please, Jesus.
Bear me through the swelling current. Safe on camp. praises.
Well,
I will ever give to thee songs of praises.
Songs of
praises.
I will ever give to
in any of our hymnal books in church. Like in this book here, you don't see any music. There's no music in this book. It's all from the heart. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. Must
free.
there's a crown for me.
And then
go home.
My crown
to
thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.